You're listening to SBS News.
The Coalition's nuclear policy didn't secure the party a win in the May federal election, but that's not stopping the opposition Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction.
I have a very, very strong view that nuclear has to be part of our energy mix here in Australia if we are going to be serious about reducing emissions.
That was Dan Tehan speaking on ABC's 7:30 program, following a trip to the United States which has inspired this latest revival of a coalition nuclear energy policy. Speaking on ABC Radio, Mr. Tehan praised US advancements in the space.
There's basically a nuclear renaissance taking place in the US. There is huge investment going into nuclear. There are huge developments that are taking place. And everyone that I spoke to is incredibly confident, given the use of AI, given the use of quantum, that they will continue to make rapid developments with nuclear technology.
While avoiding detail, he did admit the policy would be adapted from their pre-election pitch to respond to rapid developments in the area. But Mr. Tehan is confident Australia should be influenced by the US model.
The amount of investment, the amount of technological know-how going into nuclear and the breakthroughs when it comes to small modular reactors or micro reactors has to be seen to be believed. And the capital which is flowing into these developments, especially by the large tech companies in the US, is leading to developments which are occurring on a daily basis. And I have a very, very strong view that nuclear has to be part of our energy mix here in Australia if we are going to be serious about reducing emissions.
While details of the policy remain unclear, the opposition has already committed to some form of nuclear energy as part of a deal with the Nationals to prevent another coalition splinter. Coalition frontbencher Bridget McKenzie insists the policy wouldn't be in the top five reasons the coalition suffered a heavy loss in the May federal election. She's told Sky News the nuclear debate has to be viewed in the broader view of climate and energy policy. She says the government is flagging core policies to try and get Australia to emissions reduction targets, pointing to their efforts to encourage a switch to electric vehicles within a short timeframe.
Once again, we're seeing the Labor Party pulling one lever for a policy solution whilst making opposing decisions that aren't good for the country in another. We know they're not going to meet their 2030 emissions reduction target, so they've doubled down on that and produced this transport sector plan for 2035 that's going to see Australian motorists really do the heavy lifting and pay the cost of emission reductions.
Labor has long criticised the coalition's nuclear energy plan, arguing the nation's energy needs can be met with a mix of renewables and gas. Addressing National Press Club following his election win, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the coalition's nuclear policy a last desperate attempt to delay action on climate change. He outlined his reasons for opposing the policy in a social media address in December last year.
Here's the lowdown on nuclear power. It will add $1,200 to your power bills. It will take decades to build. It will block cheaper renewable energy. Energy experts at the CSIRO and the Australian Energy Market Operator have made that clear. Still, Peter Dutton is asking Australians to pay the price for his nuclear power scheme. Never before has so much taxpayer money delivered so little to so few Australians.
The government is yet to respond to the coalition's latest comments promoting nuclear energy and slamming Labor's emissions reduction policy. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.